Things begin, things end. This podcast ends for now with this episode, but it stays resilient. Across this series, we explored how coastal resilience takes form. We have seen how knowledge is built over time, how education shapes people who will carry this work forward, how technology makes risks more visible, and how justice becomes central when impacts are not shared equally. How do all these elements come together in practice? The answer lies in collaboration, not as a generic idea, but as a structured process that connects institutions, disciplines, and communities that don't always speak the same language. This is where the Partner Alliance Network of the DCCCR comes in. That's what we are going to talk about today. My name is Federica Orsi, and this is Green Tides, a podcast by the Decade Collaborative Center for Coastal Resilience, about people, science, and ideas that are shaping the future of our coasts. PAN, or Partner Alliance Network, is more than a partnership for us. It is a framework designed to connect different expertise and turn them into something operational. Because the future of coastal resilience is not written in laboratory. It takes shape elsewhere, in conversation, in shared decisions, in the gradual alignment between those who study the coast and those who live and manage it every day. Resilience begins to emerge when scientists, engineers, policymakers, and communities are no longer working in parallel, but together. Within this network, research institutions contribute their knowledge in complementary ways, allowing scientific research, modeling systems, and capacity-building activities to reinforce each other instead of remaining separate. To better explain PAN, we spoke with two partners, Heron and Deltares. They operate in different contexts and with different approaches, but a shared common objective, making coastal resilience usable, accessible, and actionable. Let's start with Heron, where Joanna Staneva works.
I am Joanna Staneva. I am head of Department Hydrodynamics and Data Simulation at Helmholtz-Zentrum Heron in Germany.
The Helmholtz-Zentrum Heron is a research center working on coastal systems, climate dynamics, and sustainable solutions for the interaction between human activities and the environment. Its work is grounded in advanced modeling, data simulation, and forecasting systems, but what defines its approach is the attention to how these tools are used. Producing data alone is not enough. What really matters is whether it can support decisions. In this context, stakeholder engagement is meaningful.
Science becomes meaningful when it can support society in understanding and responding to change. But here on, stakeholder engagement is not something that happens only after the science is completed. It is integrated into the process from the very beginning. When we develop coastal resilience demonstrator or digital twins, we try to understand not only the scientific challenges, but also the practical needs of the people who will use this information. This means that accessibility, transparency, and interoperability becomes part of the scientific design itself. Within the DCC for Coastal Resilience framework, the Partner Alliance Network is especially valuable because it connects different institutes which we have complementary expertise, forecasting, modeling, observations, and even stakeholder engagement and capacity building. And all this helps create solutions that are not only scientific robust, but also relevant for real coastal needs and for real decision-making context.
At Heron, stakeholder engagement is not treated as a separate phase. It is embedded in the process itself. Forecasting systems are developed with use in mind, which means that accessibility, clarity, and relevance become part of the scientific design.
Coastal regions are increasingly exposed to multiple and interconnected pressures. Those can be storm surges, sea level rise, flood, erosion, marine heat waves, and ecosystem degradation. Coastal systems are also exposed to many human activities, tourism, offshore wind energy, recreation. To respond effectively, decision makers need information that is not only scientifically accurate, but also timely, accessible, and understandable. This is where predictive services, and this is where especially the digital twins of the ocean can make an important contribution. Digital twins allow us to combine observations, forecasting systems, models, artificial intelligence, and a variety of environmental data into interactive platforms that helps us to better understand how coastal systems evolve under different scenarios. Through the Partner Alliance Network of the DCC of Coastal Resilience, these technologies also benefit from shared infrastructures, operatable data systems, and more importantly, international scientific cooperation across different coastal regions. And this is really essential because resilience cannot be developed in isolation.
Anyway, our last question for Johanna was about co-designing processes in which different actors bring different form of knowledge. How does Heron facilitate this dialogue?
Co-design requires more than scientific expertise. It requires the ability to connect different perspectives and different ways of understanding the coast. At Heron, we work in highly interdisciplinary environments where oceanographers, engineers, climate scientists, social scientists, and stakeholders contribute together to the same process. Facilitating dialogue means creating spaces where scientific knowledge and practical expertise can interact constructively. Digital twin technology enhances and facilitates this process. Our role is often to translate between different forms of expertise, linking scientific information with operational needs and policy contexts. DCC for coastal resilience is particularly important in this context because it creates long-term collaboration between institutions that would not normally work so closely together, because resilience cannot be built through isolated knowledge. It emerges through dialogue, collaboration, and shared responsibility. Science becomes meaningful when it can support society in understanding and responding to the change.
And now, here comes our next partner. If Heron taught us how knowledge becomes usable, Deltares does something different. Deltares is an independent research institute based in the Netherlands, working on water systems, coastal dynamics, and climate adaptation. Its mission is to develop applied knowledge that can support societies in managing water-related challenges, from flood risk to long-term adaptation strategies. What makes Deltares unique is the strong commitment to openness and capacity building. Resilience is shaped by knowledge and by how that knowledge is accessed and applied. This concept is gold for our next guest, Loreta Cornacchia.
I'm Loreta Cornacchia, researcher at Deltares in the Department of Data Science and Water Quality, and I'm specialized in ecological and coastal modeling.
First, we ask Loreta, how do Deltares open source models and tools influence stakeholder engagement?
At Deltares, we openly share our knowledge and have expressed this in the motto, Dare to Share, which means we aim to make our knowledge, models, and tools as accessible as possible. And we believe openness really changes the relationship between scientists and stakeholders, because when tools are open, people can see how results are produced, all the underlying assumptions and uncertainties. And that creates transparency, but at the same time, also trust in the results. It becomes a dialogue where knowledge is shared and also improved together. And that's really the strength of where co-design begins, when people are able to engage with the science and not just receive it.
When models are shared, knowledge becomes something that can be discussed, questioned, and improved collectively. And this is where trust begins to take shape. But tools are not the only part of Loretta's job. Capacity building is central too. But how do training programs translate complex science into practical resilience?
For Deltares, capacity building means moving from knowledge to action. We think it's not enough to understand a model. What matters is whether you can use it in practice to support decisions. And this often means that the main way of creating impact is through co-creation with stakeholders, users, and decision makers. And that's why at Deltares we focus strongly on knowledge uptake. In our trainings, participants often can bring in their own data and their real local challenges. So at the end of the training, they will be able to directly connect what they have learned to their daily work. And overall, by disseminating our knowledge through trainings, we are working towards supporting both societal challenges and public policy. And we believe that's essential for resilience, because resilience cannot just be delivered from outside. It has to be developed locally by the people who are able to act on the knowledge and the science themselves.
Training changes the role of people involved. It enables practitioners to move from being users of information to active participants in the process. And doing so, it makes resilience something that can be developed locally, not only imported.
International collaboration is essential because coastal challenges, as we know, are global, but solutions always need to be adapted to the local context. And at Deltares, we really work at the intersection of global knowledge and local application. We bring in models, data, and methods that have been developed internationally, but we always adapt them together with the local partners. In initiatives like the DCCCR, this becomes very concrete. As you know, the Partner Alliance Network involves different institutes that contribute complementary expertise, such as climate science, coastal modeling, resilience strategies, and then jointly we get together and we can develop practical tools like forecasting, risk assessments, just to name a few. And that makes collaboration a two-way process. And we believe that's really the strength of the DCCCR and the Partner Alliance Network. It creates a structured collaboration where science, stakeholders, decision-making are all connected. So knowledge doesn't just exist, but it leads to action as well. So in a way, that's not just about sharing knowledge and science, but working together in a way that allows people to use it and take action.
Loretta reminds us that stakeholder engagement is not only about participation, it is about enabling others to act. Looking at Heron and Deltares together, a common pattern emerges. Resilience takes shape where knowledge is shared, where tools are accessible, and where collaboration is sustained over time. Because resilience is not delivered, it is built over time through interaction, negotiation, and shared responsibility. And so this is the end, our last episode. Throughout this first season of Green Tides, we followed a path. We began by understanding why coastal resilience matters, exploring how it is taught, modeled, and experienced in communities around the world. And now we arrive at the point where all these elements converge, where we meet the most important insight. The coast is not just where land meets the sea, it is where responsibilities meet, and where each of us has a role in shaping and safeguarding what we share. We hope this series changed the way you think about the coast. In that case, this is the moment to stay connected. Follow the work of the DCCCR and the Partner Alliance Network through the links in the description. Explore the projects. Join the conversations. Stay engaged with people and science working on more resilient coastal futures through our website and initiatives. And until next season, protect and respect our coastal ocean. Green Tides is a podcast by DCCCR, Decade Collaborative Center for Coastal Resilience, produced by Podstar. Narrator, Federica Orsi. Writing, Lorenzo Molino. Sound design, Antonio Mezzadra. Graphics, Laura Fracasso. Producer, Esther Memeo. Special thanks to CMCC, Euro-Mediterranean Center for Climate Change, Heron and Deltares.